With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Donald Trump has announced on Truth Social that he has indeed agreed to debate Vice President Kamala Harris. The event will happen on Wednesday, September 4th, as the two accept an invitation from Fox News. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says in the run-up to the November election, you can expect the mainstream media to ignore all the faults of the Biden-Harris administration, including the border, inflation, and crime. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris has secured enough votes from Democrat delegates to become her party's presidential nominee. The online voting process does not officially end until Monday, and she says she'll hold off on making her official announcement of acceptance until that time. A surprising rise in the unemployment rate last month has rattled financial markets and set off some new worries about the threat of a recession. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
Financial markets are in a bit of a tizzy, with investors worrying whether perhaps, worst case scenario, recession's already begun, and it's hard to make that case. But it could be that a more pronounced slowdown than expected is underway.
Representative David Joyce of Ohio says it's too early to blame former Secret Service Director Cheadle's focus on affirmative action for lapses that may have allowed a gunman to nearly kill Donald Trump last month.
And I don't have any problem with women being on the group, as long as the women are trained and know what their duty is, and that's to take the bullet for the protectee and making sure that first off, hopefully the bullet never comes, but if they do, that to be in line to take make sure that they take that bullet for the protectee and his family.
Congressman Joyce is part of the 13-member House panel that will be investigating the attempted assassination of former President Trump last month. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Liberty University and Jerry Falwell Jr. have reached a settlement.
Nearly 4 years after Falwell resigned as the Christian school's president and chancellor, the two parties reached a resolution agreement that settles legal and personal matters. Falwell, who stepped down in August 2000 after reports of marital misconduct, later sued Liberty University. The terms of the deal were not made public. A statement said the agreement protects and preserves Liberty's mission in Christian higher education. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Harvest Ministries celebrated its second annual baptism event at the historic Pirates Cove Beach in California. Approximately 2,000 people were baptized in a ceremony assisted by Senior Pastor Greg Laurie. The event followed Laurie's Harvest Crusade at a packed Angel Stadium that saw more than 5,000 people make professions of faith. Laurie called it incredibly moving to witness so many lives transformed. This is SRN News. Family members of a 12-year-old Houston girl who police say was killed by two Venezuelan men who entered the country illegally said on Friday they are supporting legislation that would severely limit the ability of federal immigration authorities to release immigrants they're detaining. That legislation, the brainchild of Texas Senator Ted Cruz. U.S. health regulators have approved a blood test for colon cancer, offering a new way of screening for a leading cause of cancer deaths.
Medical manufacturer Guardant says the Food and Drug Administration approved its Shield test for screening adults 45 and older. The approval is expected to increase insurance coverage of the test, which is already available, for nearly $900. The test looks for DNA fragments shed by tumor cells in precancerous growths.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. The study was published in March. That test caught 83% of the cancers that were present. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.